to the call. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Good evening. Welcome, caller.
Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Good evening, family. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm glad to be in the service one more time.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
I'm glad.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, welcome, caller. Good evening, welcome to the call. Hey, Pastor Kuiper.
Pastor Kuiper. I forgot to call you back, Pastor Kuiper. I apologize.
I guess that wasn't him.
Can you hear me, Deacon Connor?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Great. Yes, sir, I can. I'm just moving around. Thank you.
Well, this is 7:02 p.m. Again, welcome to Word this evening. It is January the 4th, 2025, and we are ready to begin our walking Word.
You say January.
I'm sorry, February.
Oh, please don't have to let us go through that cold January no more.
Okay. Brother Carl, we got 3 years and 3 years and about 11 more months so we can get this president out of office. So let's not take us back and get add another month to it. We don't need that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we wish to welcome you to the call this evening. So on the behalf of Gathering Place Beyond the Wall, Gates of Prayer, Tabernacle, the Wall, Out of the Box Ministries, and Thursday in the Scriptures by Mary Whitfield, we welcome you to our walk in the Word. So, this evening we're going to begin our session with the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hear the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. For know that he is the Lord, that's God, is he hath that made us, and now we all be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. Deacon Everett.
Father God Almighty, we come to you this evening. God, we come glorify you and praising you. For you are God, the creator of all things. You are the one and only true and living and sovereign God. And we worship you, God. We praise you. Father God, we adore you. God, we want to thank you for this another day in which you have allowed us to be a part of. Father God, we want to thank you for your grace and your mercy and that you've looked past our faults and our sins. And God, you have allowed us to be a part of a day, one we've never seen before. For that, God, we are grateful. God, we are grateful that you allowed your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for all of our sins, that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly to the full until it overflows. God, we seek your forgiveness now for our many sins. We ask, God, will you please create in us a clean heart and renew in us the right spirit. Father God, as we are on our second day of fasting, God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that is revealing some things to us. We pray, God, that your Holy Spirit will continue to be with us and guide our every footstep, guide our mind, to guide our emotions, and help us with every decision that we have to make. Father God, we are so grateful that we have the indwelling presence of your Holy Spirit helping us on this journey of life. And God, we are grateful that you have given us teachers of your word, teachers like Dr. Singleton, Pastor Kuiper, Elder Tharp, and Apostle Ali Outside, and Minister Deborah Denson, and Minister Whitfield, and all the other ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I pray, God, that you will look upon each of them. Ask that you bless them. Ask that you continue to give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. So when they are teaching and preaching your word, Lord, that they are teaching your word with simplicity and with understanding. And God, I lift to you all the other participants on this line tonight. You know each of them. You know where we all stand in need of, God, because you are omniscient. And we just trust in you, God, because you know the outcome of our stories. So help us, God, when we disconnect from this line, that we can continue to lean, depend on, and trust in you. And we can continue to pull from the strength of our Savior Jesus, who died that we may have overcome everything that we will overcome. And we ask that we be attuned to your Holy Spirit leading us in every area of our lives. God, we just glorify you now. We just trust that you will meet needs. And God, I lift to you our dear sister Pat Taylor. I pray you'll continue your hand working in our health, Lord.
Do
I pray,
it, Lord.
Father God, that you will send people her way to be a blessing to us, to help her, Lord. I lift to you our dear sister Ruby Dudley, Lord.
Yes.
I ask you to continue strength on her body, Lord, and ask that you continue to keep her mind. And Father God, I just pray now that whatever needs are on this line, we're going to trust that they will be met by the sovereign God of this world and universe, one that we love and adore. And I appreciate you, God. These things, God, we ask of you in the powerful and precious name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way now. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dick. Dr. Taylor, announcements and celebrations.
Good evening again, Deacon Connor. Good evening, family. Again, truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. We do not have any announcements for this evening. Just a gentle reminder that we are in the midst of our 21-day journey, 21 days of fasting, repentance, and prayer. If there are those that are new to the line or you have decided you would like to be a part of this, we have made up in our minds that no one will be left behind. So if you would like a copy of the guide, we do have some additional guides that are available to you. We can gladly email the guide to you, as well as you can receive a hard copy of it as you follow us day by day in each of our scripture readings, as well as the devotion, as well as some of the spiritual reflections and some of the homework that is in there that is also helping us to draw even closer to the Lord. So, again, I know many of you have been receiving the scripture posts that we have been sending out to you each day as we began the journey. Just give us a little note back, letting us know that you are receiving it and it's helping, and again, that you are part of this journey. Again, if you need a copy of that guide, we will be glad to get it over to you and get it into your hands. Back over to you, Deacon Carl.
Amen. Oh, God.
yes.
Mighty is your fall, for whom a presence in fall. Mighty is your fall, for my presence to her okay. And to be given. There's great love
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Deacon Connor, thank you so much for that hymn on tonight. I love our kingdom, Lord. For her, my tears shall fall. For her, my prayers ascend. To her, my cares and toils be given, till toils and cares shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways. Yes, her my cares and toils be given, till toils and cares shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways. Yes, her sweet communion, solemn vows, her hymns of love and praise. Sure as thou truth shall last, to Zion shall be given thee. Brightest glories earth can yield, and brighter bliss of heaven. Yes, I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode. Yes, the church our blessed Redeemer saved with his own precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand, dear as the apple of thine eye, engraven on thy hand. Amen, amen. Again, we want to say good evening to each of you that are joining with us in our Tuesday Walk in the Word. Yes, this is day number 2 of our time of fasting, repentance, and prayer. And we have the victory. We are triumphant. And tonight, as I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but even though it is in the moving over to the end of the evening, I am just as excited as I was when I got up this morning. It seems as though I have the same amount of energy that I had this morning, if I don't have a little bit more. So this evening, as we journey, as we walk in the Word, I pray that you have your Bible, that you have your pen and your paper, because we are going to provide some additional scriptures for our reading as we continue our journey. As I said earlier, Deacon Connor, there is no one that will be left behind. Yes, our scripture tonight comes from Matthew chapter number 6. Yes, chapter number 6 is where we're going to be tonight. And we are going to have a tag team tonight. Yes, Uncle John is going to tag team with me on tonight. As we look at the scripture, one of the scriptures in Matthew chapter number 6. And we are going tonight to look at the ingredients of prayer. Ingredients of prayer that has power. Ingredients of prayer that has power and that is effective. What does it take? So I'm going to go ahead, Sister Ann, and read the scripture in our hearing. And again, like I say, we need pen and paper on tonight as we take this journey through Jesus' teaching us. The master teacher is going to teach us on tonight. Here's where we are in Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse number 5. And it reads, "And when you pray, Do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. Watch this. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need, N-E-E-D, before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Look at verse 15. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. I've read in our hearing tonight, Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse number 5, reading to verse number 15. And tonight I was reading from the NIV translation. Tonight we are going to look at a familiar passage of scripture that is being taught by the master teacher, Jesus himself. When we look at Matthew, Matthew is the penman of this particular book. Yes, Matthew, a Levite. He was a former tax collector and a disciple of Jesus. Apostle Matthew, he left his old life for a new life with Jesus. This writing was probably somewhere around AD 55 to 65. And the purpose of his writing was to prove to the Jews that Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah. So, Sister Ann, as you put across your notes tonight in your, and take out your guide if you want to write in it, I want us to see the ingredients tonight as Uncle John and I come and talk about the ingredients that is necessary for prayer that has power and prayer that is effective. Let me first say this tonight, that the Lord's Prayer is a template. It is an example. It is a model of the ingredients that goes into prayer. That's what it is. It's a template. It's a model. It's an example. And tonight, not only are we going to look at the Lord's Prayer, but we are going to look at the disciples, the ambassadors, the kingdom citizens who actually put these ingredients and incorporated them in their prayer life, and we shall see the results. Don't know how far we're going to get with it, but I believe that it's so important that we understand not only the ingredients, but those that use the ingredients and what the outcome of the ingredients were. I'm talking to some on the line tonight. You have used the ingredients. You have used what it takes to have power in your prayer life, for your prayer life to be effective. You have used these ingredients. So tonight, I already got some volunteers. If I call you tonight, I already got some volunteers that can say, I know what prayer can do. I know what sincere prayer can do. I know what it is to get along with the master. So tonight, Uncle John and I are going to take a little bit of a journey, and he's going to join with me tonight. You ready, Uncle John? We ready tonight. Have you ever tried to make a fruit salad without fruit or chocolate chip cookies without chocolate chips? Even the most basic recipes have ingredients that is crucial to their success. Prayer, too, has certain ingredients that help ensure its effectiveness and success. Jesus, Deacon Connor, set a perfect example of what our prayer life should be like. He prayed daily. He sought quiet places to go to. He trusted God's will, and he interceded for others. Yes, tonight, Uncle John and I will look at ingredients and practical ways to deepen our prayer life and create a more intimate relationship with God. Tonight, we will examine the crucial ingredients of prayer power from the master teacher himself, Jesus, in Matthew chapter 6, as we look at and walk through these verses. Prayer is an invitation to draw near to God. Brother Everett, is to know him more and to experience his love and his presence. As we spend time tonight looking at prayer, looking at those who incorporated the ingredients, incorporated the practical ways of deepening their prayer life, yes, we'll come to understand his heart and align, there's that word again, align our desires with his will. Yes, in times of trouble, prayer brings peace that surpasses all understanding. Done right, prayer is our fiercest weapon, Apostle, against the enemy and all things in this fallen world. Prayer is the portal that brings the power of heaven to earth. It is kryptonite to the enemy and to all his ploys against us. Yes, we are invited. We are encouraged. And he wants to talk to us, our Heavenly Father desires to talk to us, and we are to come to him. Number one is come to him in faith, James 1:5. We are to come to him with persistence, Luke 18:1. We are to come to him with thanksgiving, Philippians 4:6. We are to come to him within his will, Matthew 6:10. And from a heart that is right with God, James 5:16. We have been given access to the very throne of God through prayer. Hebrews 4:14-16. Talks about Jesus as our high priest and says he can sympathize with us. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then with confidence then, Sister Brenda Williams, draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Yes, I want us to get these scriptures down because we're going to be reading these scriptures as we continue to go through this time of consecration when we see that God, he invites us, he encourages us, and he wants to talk to us. Prayer is not the time for us to go in with our long list in terms of our wish list. In terms of, Lord, this is what I want you to do for me. Do this, do this, do that, do this. But it is a time for us to reel in our scattered thoughts and senses and become fully present in place and time. This is the time, this time of consecration, points us to a deeper life of prayer. It puts down our wish lists, and it causes us to sit quietly before our heavenly King. Psalm 46:10, make sure we get it down. It talks about we need to what? Be still. Be still as we go into our prayer closet and have this time with God. Yes, an ingredient of developing this deeper prayer life in God is that we must step, when we step in, we must focus on him. That's what Jesus talked about when he was giving us the ingredients of prayer. The ingredients of power prayer is that our focus has to be on our Heavenly Father. And we have to focus on his character. We have to focus on his qualities. We have to focus on his names. And we have to enter in reverence. We have to enter adoring him. We have to enter praising him. We have to enter worshiping him. And we have to get to the point, you all, that we don't get in a hurry. Apostle, that we bask in his presence. And we let him speak to us through his spirit. We remember what his word really is saying to us when he says, I want to spend time with you. Notice what Jesus said. Jesus lets us know that we must lay aside our wish list. We must sit quietly before him. We must focus on the Heavenly Father. We focus on his name, that he's omniscient, that he's almighty, that he's El Shaddai, that he is Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Shalom. Yes, when we get before, when we focus on him. Notice what else Jesus tells us here in the ingredients. Maxwell, you know how to make a cake. A cake has eggs, it has flour, it has oil, it has sugar, and all these. It takes the ingredients coming together, working together to produce the cake that you're making. And we don't want to leave out an ingredient that's going to give us the power that we need as we go through this time of fasting, repentance, and prayer. Now notice what Jesus tells us. He tells us when we enter, we enter honoring God. We enter with a reverence. We enter with a posture of humility. Uncle John, it lets me know we must enter his courts with authentic praise, enter his courts with authentic worship, Psalm 100. We enter this time of adoration, a time of bragging on God, bragging on his holiness, bragging on his righteousness, bragging on his awesomeness, and recognizing the intimate and personal relationship that we have with the Father. And the only way that you can have this intimate relationship with him, Deacon Carter, is that we must be born again. Yeah. We must be born again. You must have made the Romans 10:9-10 sincere declaration. You must be connected to the true vine. You must be developing this relationship. You must be renewing your mind with the word of God daily. You must allow the word to sanctify you, the word to dwell on the inside of you. That's the only way that we can have this relationship, this intimacy, as Jesus speaks to us tonight, that the master teacher. So Sister Ann, he tells us that to enter, you enter honoring God, addressing God's rightful place as the Father. Here's the other thing. We have to make time, make it a time of thanksgiving as we enter this time, this intimate time with God. We make it a time of thanksgiving, thanking God for providing for our daily needs, thanking him for providing for our spiritual bread. When we look at this prayer, Apostle, it's not just about the bread on my table. It's not just about the sandwich that I may have. But he's also telling us we have to be thankful for the spiritual needs that God is providing to us so that we can carry out the mandate of Matthew 28:19-20. Lord, I thank you for providing for me the spiritual need to be able to be the ambassador that you have called me to be. Thank you for providing the spiritual need, the spiritual insight, the wisdom that is necessary for me to walk in your word, to love my enemies, to pray for those who persecute me. And guess what? And what else? To clothe those that are naked, to feed those that are hungry. And what else? What about the widows and the orphans? Lord, I thank you. This is a time. What he's given us is ingredients. He's given us a template on how we are to enter into the throne room, to enter into this place of intimacy with God. What else does he tell us? You enter honoring God, addressing his rightful God, his rightful place as the Father. You enter his courts with praise, authentic worship. You enter bragging on him. Here's the other thing, another ingredient that I see in this prayer. Uncle John, I see that there's got to be a time of confession. A time of confession where we ask him to forgive us of our debts, the things that we have done towards him. And notice this. And there has to be a time of this confession of our debts, but also God speaks to us about our forgiving of us. It's a time of confession. It's a time that we do not harbor hatred and anger towards others. It's a time of confession that we rid ourselves of doubt and uncertainty. Because we know who God is. He is already all-powerful. He's already all-sufficient. We know that a cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to him. We know that the silver and gold belongs to him. And let me tell you, I know some of us are watching the S&P. I know some of us are watching this and that. But let me tell you all something. Our God is King of kings and Lord of lords. He owns everything. There's nothing that he does. He said, the earth is mine. And the world and all that there is inside of it. So notice what Jesus tells us tonight. He says, Deborah, share with them the ingredients, entering how they're to enter and honor God, how they're to enter with reverence, how they're to enter with a posture of humility, how they're to enter addressing God's rightful place, because he is our Father. Notice something else. Deacon Connor, not only is this making a time of thanksgiving, which is an ingredient, but it is a time of confession. Not only a time of confession, but it is a time of alignment. A time of alignment to the will of God. And this is what this time of consecration is doing for us. There needs to be an alignment. What does the scripture say? If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their ways, that is a time of alignment. We have got out of alignment. And when we go to and look at this ingredients in the Lord's Prayer, he is saying to us a time of alignment, aligning to the will and the way and the word of God. Alignment. This is an ingredient of prayer. Lord, I know I have got out of alignment, and I want to align to your will. I want to align to your way. I want to align to your word. Your word said do it this way. Your word told me to do this, and I decided to do something that was different, that was disobedient to your word. We have to get back into, let me just talk about myself. I have to get back into alignment to the will and the way and the word of God. And this is what this time of consecration does. It causes me, search me, O Lord. Search me, O Lord. Rather than me going in with my long list of my wish list, do this, do that, I want you to do this. But what am I doing? What am I willing to do? Do I want to continue to do what I'm doing that is not aligned, not walking in obedience, not walking aligned to the Holy Spirit, but I want God to do all of these things, talking to myself. So Jesus is saying the ingredients to prayer and to have prayer power is to be aligned, because if you're aligned to my will, there's nothing that you can ask that I will not do, because you are aligned. Here's the other thing. Jesus makes it clear in John 14 and 6. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. That shows us access. And because of my new birth, because I have Jesus' saving grace in me, I have access, the ability to be able to enter the throne room, the ability to enter that place.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say something tonight. The role of the Holy Spirit as we go through this time of consecration, the role of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of the believer. Acts 1 and 8, we've been given the Holy Spirit to be able to be witnesses. Acts 2 and 38, when they called out and asked the question, what must we do? And Peter told them that you must repent, and then you will be given the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have to submit and surrender and walk in obedience. I know on the line, Holy Spirit lives in you. The Holy Spirit speaks to you. The Holy Spirit will convict us. The Holy Spirit will tell us that thought that you're having, what you're getting ready to do, that's not what God wants you to do, but this is the path God wants you to take. Tonight, as we look at this, as we dig deeper, the Lord's Prayer is more than what I learned as a little girl. And I will stand up in church and do the Lord's Prayer. The Lord is saying, I'm giving you a template. I'm giving you an example. I'm giving you a model. This is how you are to shape your prayers. You shape your prayers with adoration, recognizing, acknowledging God the Father. You shape your prayers wrapped in and shaped in confession. Confessing the things that we've done that God told us not to do, and the things he told us to do, we didn't do. We shape our prayers based in thanksgiving, giving God the honor, the praise, giving him the glory, thanking him for keeping us, thanking him for Psalm 91, thanking him for Psalm 23, thanking him for Isaiah 43, thanking him how he healed Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Thanking him how our minds are being regulated that we can align to Philippians 4 and 8. Thanking him, a time of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also a time of supplication where we are praying for others, not my three and no more, but for others, and not just here in the U.S. Afghanistan got issues. Pakistan got issues. Africa got issues. We got people now who are missionaries in those various places. And that they are underground, and they need us to be praying for them, interceding for those widows who have lost their husbands because their husband was preaching the word of God.
Yes.
This is the intercession of, we have to be intercessors, not just for the U.S., not just for the people we know. But what Jesus is saying is, I'm setting you up. I'm giving you the template. I'm showing you how to pray. I'm showing you how to have power in your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing. I want to remind us of this. We have to be aware of our enemy's activities and access into our minds and into our life. This is something Brother Everett talks about, the mind. He is subtle. He's crafty. And he understands human nature. Here are important principles to keep in mind as we look at the ingredients of prayer. Unforgiveness closes the door. Instead of working through us, God has to work on us. Matthew 6 and 12, verses 14 through 15. Hidden and unconfessed sin closes God's ear. Psalm 66 and 18. God may lead us into hidden and unconfessed sin to reveal what is in our heart. James 1 and 14. Genuine prayer gives us the ability to be the overcoming warrior God has ordained us to be. He has ordained us to be warriors, overcoming warriors. And we have to take the necessary step. We have to take the ingredients of having power in our prayer so that we can live a life of confidence in our relationship with Him. I want a relationship. I want my relationship to grow closer. I want just a closer walk with Him. And if I'm going to have a closer walk with Him, I got to understand that my prayer life, the language of prayer, Apostle, is much more simpler and sincere than we have made it. Jesus says it right there. Jesus warns against empty and wordy prayers. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Love is a crucial ingredient of powerful prayer. Love. I have to love you. I have to have agape love to pray for you, to intercede for you, to care for you. And let me tell you all, it's not the outside that's threatening us. It's the inside. Love is the defining characteristic of God and those who follow Him. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4 and 8. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus emphasized the importance of a loving, forgiving spirit. That's a major ingredient in our prayer. Our prayers being heard. Our prayers being answered. And we have to know how to pray with others. Jesus promises where two or three are gathered together in His name, I am there in the midst of them, Matthew 18 and 20. And we are gathered based on the word of God. Not just there to get and say, this is where I want you to do. I want this and I want that. And, no, notice this. When I look at prayer, I'm really praying more for somebody else than I'm praying for myself. I want us to understand something. God answers prayer. The Lord God Almighty answers prayer. Notice what Psalm 17:6 says. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Psalm 34:17 says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles.
Yes.
I want us to get this tonight. If we're going to have power and we are going through this fast, we know we got to set aside dedicated prayer time. We know we got to schedule a regular time each day to meet with God. We know we got to start with praise and thanksgiving and worship. What does Psalm 104 say? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless what he can come and bless his name.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, we got to pray the scriptures. That's why you all hear me when we do our prayer requests. I ask the question, what is the scripture that you want us to pray with you on this? We have to pray the word of God.
Yes.
Incorporating scripture into your prayers is a powerful way to connect with God's word and align your prayers with his promises. Amani, no matter what school she decides to go to, Maxwell, I'm going to align my prayers with decision-making first. I'm going to align my prayers in terms of Psalm 91 protection. I'm going to align my prayers that she will allow the word of God to dwell in her richly, Colossians 3:16. We have to start praying the word.
Mm-hmm.
I want my children's faith. What are you praying? What's your prayer? In our guide, you all, on page number 49, it shows prayer requests there. So when you write the name down, when I write Michael James, or when I write Darrell name down, I'm going to write their name, I'm going to write the date, I'm going to write what the prayer request is, and I'm going to write what scripture I'm standing on. We have to pray the word. And by praying the word, by connecting with God's word and aligning our prayers with his promises. For example, you can pray Philippians 4:13 when you need strength. You can pray Psalms 23 when you need comfort. You can pray Isaiah 43:2 when you're facing the storms of life, the trials of life, when you're facing this or that in life. Let's start aligning the need with the prayer request and making with the scripture and making sure we understand that scripture is what goes with that particular prayer need. We are here for you. Apostle's here to help you. Pastor Kipe is here to help you. Minister Mary Whitfield is here to help you. Minister Deborah is here to help you to align that request with the word of God. And let's stand on the word of God, because, see, it's the word of God that's going to stand, the word of God that can be trusted, the word of God that is pure. Last thing, then, Uncle John, get ready. You got to learn to be still and listen. Psalm 46:10 says, I said it earlier, be still and know that I am God. Yes. Learning to listen is key. Learning to listen is key to hearing God's direction and his assurance. I didn't say insurance. I said assurance. Learning to be still. Learning to listen. And yes, we have to overcome these challenges of distractions, because all of us have them. We have to create that quiet space to focus solely on our time with God and free from interruption. Here's another thing. We got to overcome the doubt of feeling distant from God. Sister Janice, during these moments, remember that God is always near. even when we cannot feel him. As Brother Everett said, we cannot operate on our emotions and our feelings. Because if it was all about my feelings, I may not have been here tonight. Because I could have said, you know what, I'm not feeling the best tonight. I wasn't feeling the best all day today. But it's not about the feeling, but it is about the power of God, the Holy Ghost, operating in us. Let me go on. We have to overcome these challenges of distraction because they're going to come. We have to overcome the challenges of doubt and feeling as though God is not there. We have to stay persistent in prayer, trusting that he works even in silence. Isaiah 40 and 31. So Uncle John, come on tonight and share with us more ingredients that deals with us having and developing this prayer life that has power. One that is aligned with God, aligned with his will in our life. One that is built upon faithfulness when we pray. And not being worried about whether I'm saying all the right words when I pray. Knowing that the Holy Spirit is there to help me in my weakness. For when I don't know what to pray, Sister Ann, for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8, 26. When grandmama was walking around, didn't know what to say, arms folded, water running down her face, out of her eyes. Let me tell you, Holy Spirit. So, Uncle John, come on and talk to us. Give us some more ingredients on how to have a powerful prayer life. Uncle John.
Uncle John must be on mute. Come off mute, Uncle John.
I was having trouble. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you, sir.
All right, all right. Good evening, Chuck.
Good evening.
I'm glad to be with you. You did a wonderful job with the outlook on prayer. One thing, you can't talk up to heaven but by prayer. You want to do heavenly talk, you got to do it by prayer. So we'll look at Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 6 and 7. I'll just throw in some recaps behind you, Minister Devery. You did a wonderful job. Now just throw in some recaps. Verse 6 says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. We want to use for a subject tonight, the Lord, me, myself, and I.
All right now.
This is Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, talking to us. A small problem arose in the camp. His disciples wanted Jesus to teach them on how to pray. But not for just for Jesus to teach them how to pray. They wanted Jesus to teach them how to pray like other folks. Looked like they would have asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, but they wanted Jesus to teach them how to pray like other folks. You see, right here in Luke 11:1 said it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place. When he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. In other words, like other folks. John the Baptist came from a house of prayer. His father Zacharias and his mother Elizabeth, his father Zacharias did priestly duties. We have no record of how John the Baptist prayed. They should have been asking Jesus to pray. John spoke of one to come which was greater than him. They didn't know that they was with the one what John the Baptist spoke about. Yet he taught them and us. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, making a show to be seen of men, trying to act as if they knew so much about God. If they had known, then they would have known that it was time to cut out the foolish. He went on to teach them, but when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. The Father already knows what you think you have in need of before you even ask. Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting are three great Christian duties. Then we must not only depart from evil, but to do good and do it well forevermore. When I go to my prayer closet, it's just the Lord, me, myself, and I. When I do that, I just feel like praising him. Brother teacher, how often should I go to my prayer closet? What if I don't have a closet? And what if I don't have a roof over my head? Well, Luke 18:1 said, watch ye therefore and pray. Pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. You can pray anywhere in spirit. Just have the Lord with you. The Lord, me, myself, and I. But did you ever wonder, Deacon Connor?
All right.
Use a closet as an illustration.
Yes.
Nobody invite someone to the house to see the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Ever tell your friends, I got the best closet in town.
All right.
There's a mystery about a closet. I had never seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
I kept reading it. I could see that there was a mystery in the closet why Jesus used an illustration.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the word closet can
all
be
right.
A small private room.
Mm-hmm.
But one can be alone.
Yes.
Not a prayer closet. A closet sometimes is the smallest room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
A closet sometimes can be the room that holds the most junk.
Yes, sir.
Have to move some stuff out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
You see, sometimes we all have skeleton in our closet.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this evening, do you have any closet?
Come on now.
But when you enter into your prayer closet, it has only about enough room for one person. A closet doesn't have no windows. But all you can do is look up. talking about my prayer closet. The Lord is myself and I. Keep on looking up in your prayer closet.
Yes, sir. Yes,
keep
sir.
Keep on looking up. Another thing about a closet, sometimes you just don't have enough room to turn around. In my spiritual life, I tell you, I just don't have enough room to turn around. Don't let nobody turn you around. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. There you go, Sister Maxwell. Don't turn around. Amen. I got you, Uncle John. Thank you so much for that's what Jesus did. He gave us the prerequisites. These are the prerequisites before we enter in to the throne room of God. Deacon Connor, we're going to close it out tonight as we go back and we look again and look at those ingredients of a prayer that is powerful, a prayer that is effective. And we look at those, that template that God has given us, the model that he has given us tonight. So don't go in with your wish list. Go in focusing on him. Go in focusing on his character, his qualities, his name. Go in and understand and know that it's about his priorities, that our prayer life ceases to be demanding or self-centered, but instead it becomes prayer for genuine personal need and prayer for others, intercession. And yes, let us beware of our enemy's activities and his access. Know this, we got to close the door. We got to close the door to unforgiveness. We got to close the door in terms of saying, I'm going to leave and I'm going to lay this down. And I'm going to walk in the place God wants me to walk in power and authority and dominion. Lord, let your will be done. Amen.
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 Amen, amen, amen. Anyone with any comments or questions?
I'm sorry, I must have been on mute. Amen, amen. I heard Pastor Cap on the line. Are you there, Pastor Cap?
Praise God. Praise God, saints on the line. I just would just say that I'm excited to hear this word from Dr. Deb and Uncle John tonight to encourage us in our walk as we continue forward in our prayer life, focusing upon our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We just have to embrace him even the more. God is there to hear us. He hears us. He will answer our prayer. And if we use the word, like I said, we lock up into our prayer closet, into our prayer rooms, or wherever we might be, that we might be able to focus on him and draw closer to him. I'm just excited. This is day two. I'm looking forward to each day expectantly, expecting God to do something, expecting to see some things change within myself, to not harbor unforgiveness toward others, and also have the faith to know that God will change this earth, this world, our country, our nation, our land, if we but turn our faces toward him, humble ourselves. And so I'm just thankful to you all, both of you all tonight for sharing with us. God bless both of you, Dr. Deb, Uncle John. Thank Minister Everett for prayer tonight. As always, heartfelt, sincere prayer to God. And also Deacon Connor, Sister Ruby, and I heard Apostle Asad on the line tonight. All of the saints, you know, we're in this as a body of believers, united ones, one in Christ. And we are dedicating ourselves to consecrate ourselves to turn toward our Lord, that he might move. We might see his mighty hand move as we go and focus on him in prayer, fasting. Surely God will show himself strong in our lives and in our communities and around us. Yes, the enemy is mad. The devil is not happy. No, he ain't nobody mad but the devil. But
Amen.
We know that he is a liar, and he was a liar from the beginning. And we don't let the distractions of the enemy stop us from pressing forward in what
Yay.
God has for us. So
Amen.
Let's continue to press with the sincere faith that we have to seek our God, that he'll show himself strong in the earth. Yes, we need him. Lots happening. But as we draw closer to him, he'll draw closer to us. Hallelujah. We want to draw closer to him. And I just pray that you all are being blessed as you're starting on this journey with us, 21 days. Amen. And let the Lord grow in you. Let that mind that was in Christ be in us and continue to grow in us. Amen. We won't turn around. We won't turn back. We're pressing forward for the mark and the high calling that's in Jesus Christ. So God bless you all this evening, and let's continue to press. I just can't wait until the next time we meet again on this line. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Take your time back.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, are you on?
Yes, sir. I was on the other night. Sunday, I believe, that I was not feeling my best, but thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Honor tonight to each of you on the line in your respected places and for the service tonight for all of the participants and still all that called in, participated. So we're grateful to be in the midst tonight. Thank God for Dr. Deb and for Uncle John. It was a beautiful, beautiful word concerning prayer, our need for prayer, the ingredients of prayer, because there is such a thing that we can pray, but yet those prayers be hindered. But I really like what Dr. Deb began to talk about, our focus and where it should be during the time of prayer. It truly is all about him. Our focus should be on him. And I was looking at the word focus, and I got a few verses firmly rooted. Our mind has to be renewed, and we have to be firmly rooted, speaking of stability and nourishment when we think about roots. And we get stability from focusing on God, and we get nourishment from the roots. And the O, we overcome evil with good. When we pray the word as she instructed us, we are being built up. We are being nourished, and we are being made strong when we humble ourselves before God to seek his face in prayer. So many times it's said we seek the hand of God. And she's told us, you know, we need to do away with all that list, do this and do that. And we should, you know, realize that the focus is about him coming with thanksgiving
Amen.
And being grateful
Amen.
And seeking
mm-hmm.
not just his hand, but his face, meaning
yeah.
to seek the face of God is to seek his mind, is to seek his will. And when we are doing that, you know, it'll give stability and it'll give nourishment, and we'll find ourselves being even deeply, more deeply rooted in the Lord to overcome evil with what is good. God will give us that ability. He will enable us. He will answer prayer. He will do what we are petitioning him to do when we delight ourselves in that. And when we focus on him and deny ourselves, you know, God will help us to overcome those things in our lives. As someone said, we all got some things that we need to overcome. And when we focus
Amen.
On him, being rooted, deeply rooted in Christ, to get the stability we need, the power we need to overcome evil with good. And, you know, the letter C, we'll be able to come even more boldly to the throne of God, that we can have mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. And if it will cause us to unite with him even the more, and not only with him, but with other believers. And even as we begin our focus and find ourselves rooted and, you know, intentional to overcome the things in our lives, and being able to come boldly to the throne of grace, and being able to be united with Christ even the more, and with the people of God. And God will continually to sanctify us. He said for us to sanctify ourselves, and the very God of peace would sanctify us wholly, meaning completely. So I heard the word focus tonight, and I was really blessed from listening to that that word tonight, the walk in the word on prayer, the necessity of it and the benefits of it, and how we get those prayers answered. I really enjoyed that, and Uncle John came in and put a little icing on the cake. Not too Amen. Sweet, but just right. And I thank Amen. God for the both of you tonight, expounding upon the word of God in our hearing. It really did bless my soul. Thank God for Pastor Kuiper and his comments tonight. Thank God for all of you, for you, Deacon Carner, for Sister Ruby, for our prayer warriors, Deacon Everett, and Sister Brenda, mm-hmm. to all of you, every male, every female, I thank God for you. I bless God for you. We'll continue to hold you in prayer. Amen. And know that, amen, we will not seek God in vain. He said, you'll find me when you seek me early, and when you seek me with the whole heart. And, you know, we're looking through a time of fasting to draw closer to God. Because we do have to cooperate with him. We, you know, who said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and the world go free? We have to, you know, be united with God, and we have to work with God. There's a part that God does, and there's a part that he requires. And prayer is communication with God. I really enjoyed that, too. I say so often, prayer is not about me getting down and giving God all my list and jumping up, but sometimes lingering in prayer to hear the voice of God, to give us instructions. I like to call them spirit-directed prayers, that a lot of times the Apostle Paul said, I will pray with my mind, meaning my natural language, but he said, I will pray with the spirit also. And so that's the kind of prayer I like to yes, I make my request known unto the Lord, but there comes a time that I need to hear his voice for direction, for instructions. And I thank God for that word tonight, helping us, instructing us, you know, how we should pray and what it's about. It's not a time to unload what I want and then get up, but I bless God for the word tonight, for the woman of God and for the man of God tonight, and for each of you. I bless the Lord for you continuing to hold and lift everybody in prayer. Amen. Knowing that God, when we make the sacrifice, amen, God hearing honors it. And I bless him tonight for each of you. Hope that everybody will have a great rest of your week. Amen. And that you will practice safety in these times. Amen. We really need prayer. We really need to increase our prayer.
Yes.
So we're just so grateful to hear, you know, this powerful word on prayer, continuing to direct us. You know, sometimes those of us that have been in Christ a long time, sometimes we get kind of stagnant, but it's good to go back and hear such deep teaching on prayer. You know, the Bible said, let them that think they stand take heed lest they fall. So I really appreciate this word tonight. Minister to me, and I thank God for each of you.
Yeah. Amen.
Apostle.
Yes, ma'am.
Would
yes,
you
ma'am.
Please post the acrostic that you did for focus? Would you post that, please, and I will share it with everyone else?
Yes, ma'am.
That would be perfect. And it, ma'am?
Go ahead. I was done.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. If you would post that for us, that would be awesome. Post it on your Facebook page, and if you would send it over to me, I'm going to send it out to everybody else. This, again, this continues to build us in this time of consecration. Every nugget, every bit of this word, the power of the word, and that acrostic that you walked away from tonight, aligning to focus, is awesome. So we want to make sure that we include that. It gets out to everybody, and certainly we appreciate it. Please post that and send it over to us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else this evening? Anyone else? If there's no one else, we move on to our prayer request. I'm sorry. Yes, prayer request. Any additions to the prayer list this evening?
Yes, Gloria Brown has asked that we put her on the prayer request tonight, as well as her grandson, Ryan Franklin. And also Shirley Hamilton has asked that we put Helen Harper, her neighbor, and the young man that was on TV today that's missing, Mr. Ardarius Harper, is Helen Harper's son. He's 34 years old, but I think there's some mental challenges going on. So that they are looking, well, they have said he's missing. So. And I would like to give thanks for closure for at least for the families of the plane crash. All 67 bodies have been found, and I'm sure even though they're hurting as far as mentally, spiritually, that their loved ones are deceased, at least they have found their bodies and they're not just floating around the river.
Hello. I'll ask for a special prayer for my mother, Wanda Middleton, myself, Shakita Maxwell, and family, and the Bibb County School District. I know on Thursday they will have to make hard decisions. We're coming to another consolidation town hall meeting. We don't want any schools closed, but I definitely am praying for the best service for our students. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? If there's no one else, we will move on to scripture supporting the prayer request.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Carter, for what you do, and thank you for your patience. It's much appreciated. Tonight, as we've looked and we've heard the prayer request tonight, certainly we pray Isaiah 53, 4, and 5. But tonight, I also want to go over to Deuteronomy chapter 31 and look at verse number 6 through verse number 8. And I want to remind us that in spite of trials and terrors and tribulation, the Lord has stayed with his people. He strengthens us. He fights for us. And he holds us close. He promises to never leave and never forsake us. And he is true to his promises. That's an executive order. But notice what he says in Deuteronomy 31, beginning with verse number 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you.
Yes.
He would never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him, in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. Verse number 8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you. You can put your name in there. You can go over to Hebrews 13 and 5b where you can see it in the New Testament. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Sister Brenda.
Our Father, our Heavenly Father, I come tonight, first of all, asking forgiveness for my many sins. I come tonight ever so grateful that once again you've given us another chance. Once again, we're here to praise your name. Once again.
Yay!
To give you the glory and
yeah.
the praise. So we thank you this evening, Lord, for what you've already done and what you are doing in our lives.
Yeah.
Thank you for this fast. We thank you for the prayer life. We thank you for being able to be a blessing to somebody else by just being around others. Sometimes your spirit is more cheerful. Just seeing how. We just thank you today, Lord. We thank you for the preachers that have come on this line to share their abilities, to share their talents, to share their love of giving you praise and honor and glory. We thank you for Sister Deborah tonight. Giving us your word. We thank you for Uncle John, for Fred's gospel. So, Lord, we thank you for all these that come on here regularly. We thank you for Pastor Adsad. We thank you for Pastor Kuiper. We thank you for all these, Sister Whitfield, and all the others that come on regular. We thank you. We give you the praise and glory, Lord. And we come tonight to ask that you would touch Sister Gloria Brown. She's not feeling real. We're asking you for a healing. It would be your reason. We lift up her grandson, Ryan Franklin. We ask that you would direct his path. Help him to walk like you want him to walk.
Yes.
Help him to talk like you want him to talk. Help him to live like you want him to live. We realize he's a young man, 27 years old, and they don't quite get it yet. The maturity level hadn't kicked in, but we lift him up that you would guide and protect him and shield him.
Yes, Lord.
Yay.
He's a grandson that she's called for him to be. We lift up Helen Harper. We lift her up as a word parent. We know that we're not supposed to worry, but it's kind of hard sometimes when we have challenged children.
Mm-hmm.
And we lift up the young man, Mr. Darius Harper, that was on the TV, 34 years old. And we lift him up, Lord, that you would guide and protect him and bring him back to his dwelling. And help him to be, first of all, correct his mindset. And help him to be the young man that you called for him to be.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
We're going to go ahead and thank you for that. We're going to thank you for his healing in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we do thank you that all these people have been a blessing to the community by going out in the oceans and looking for these bodies. And we know that they're still dead, but we give you the praise that they were all found because it makes every family member feel better when they can have someone to touch or bless or put this. They can actually see that their loved one is in a form of is a closure. So we give ask for closure for those families, and we ask that you would touch every grieving heart.
Yes, do Lord.
Touch every grieving heart. All 67 families, and some of them have probably have two or three in one family. We ask that you would touch in the name.
Yes, do Lord.
Oh, and we lift up Wanda, and we lift up Shakita, and we lift up Shakita's children. We lift up the Bibb County Board of Education.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have so much to say thank you for. We give you all the praise and all the glory, and we ask a special blessing upon us all as we are about to go into rest. And we thank you for being our God. Nobody like our God. So we say thank you tonight in the precious, wonderful, powerful name of Jesus Christ. We say thank you.
Amen. 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 During Sunday, Pastor Elizabeth Branch will be with us. Looking forward to that. Thank you, Brother Everett, Sister Brenda. We thank everybody that participated in the session tonight, especially Dr. Deanna. Wonderful, wonderful job. So we will be looking forward to seeing you again on Tuesday. Y'all have a good wonderful, blessed of the evening. Love y'all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Night.
Thank you, family.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Huh. Maddie, Aurelia, Ann, Pastor Kiefer, where y'all at? I didn't hear anybody. I guess they all hung up on me tonight, Dan.